Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Ho, ho, ho! Hello again, boys and girls. I'm so happy you can join my elves and me again today. Now, Clyde, I hear you've been working on something special.
I sure have, Santa. Yeah, I've been making remote-control helicopters. They're really nifty.
Oh, oh, oh.
Santa, Clyde made one that actually picks things up with a little claw. It's awesome.
Thank you, Gruffy.
Clyde's helicopters are incredible. He's also finished programming 50 video games today. He's quite the tech expert.
Well, I just love all games. Video games, board games, all of them.
Wonderful. And Sparkle Joy, how are the girls' department elves doing?
Oh, Santa, it's going beautifully. We finished 156 baby dolls today. I personally dressed 42 Barbies in the most fashionable outfits. We also packed up craft kits and science sets because girls love to learn.
Sparkle Joy also helped me organize all the musical instruments. We have guitars, keyboards, drum sets, all kinds of great things ready to go.
Music's for everyone. Boys, girls, everyone should try it.
Oh, that's the spirit. Now, speaking of everyone working together, Gruffy, I heard you played a little prank on Tinsel yesterday.
Okay, yeah. I put a whoopee cushion on his chair.
I sat down in front of 200 elves at the morning meeting. Everyone thought I, well, you know.
It was hilarious.
I'll admit, even I laughed. But then I got him back by hiding all of his wrenches.
Tinsel, I looked for those for like 2 hours.
You fellers are both silly. What good friends.
That's what I keep telling them. Friends can joke around as long as everyone's having fun.
Very wise, Sparkle Joy. Now, let me tell you about my day. This morning, I was training the reindeer for our flight.
How's Rudolph doing, Santa?
Oh, his nose is shining brighter than ever. And Dasher and Dancer have been practicing their speed runs. Groffy, thank you for feeding them and keeping the stables so clean.
No problem, Santa. I love hanging out with reindeer. Plus, I got to drive the mini tractor to haul the hay. Vroom, vroom.
And Mrs. Claus just baked fresh chocolate chip cookies for everyone.
Yay!
Mrs. Claus makes the best cookies.
Santa, we should wrap up. We have lots more toys to make, and we have to collect and round up these letters.
You're absolutely right, Tinsel. Thank you so much for helping out with all of these letters.
And don't forget to leave cookies out for Santa.
And carrots for our reindeer.
And make sure you're on the nice list.
Santa, will you tell us another story today?
I will return with a wonderful story from the North Pole in just a little bit.
Okay, so we'll read the letters, sort them out, bring them back to the North Pole, and we'll have that Santa story later.
Okay, elves, we'll see you again in just a little bit. And you too, boys and girls. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Santa.
Hey, Tinsel, here are the letters.
All right. Thank you very much, Sparkle Joy.
You're welcome.
Oh, the first one's from Hunter, age 8 in the 3rd grade. He says, hey, Santa. Hey.
Hey is for horses and the reindeer in the stables.
He wants, oh, please, he says, may I get... That's very polite.
Yeah, please is a very magic word, and may I is a wonderful way to ask for something.
Please may I get a beginner drone, Clyde.
Yeah, I make those. They go vroom vroom in the sky.
Just be careful not to fly it into a tree.
You have to bring that up, don't you, every time.
Oh, Gruffy, I laugh every time I look up in the giant pine tree in the North Pole. I see your drone up there just hanging by a thread, just waiting to be blown back down so you can fly it again.
It'll happen, I know it.
But Hunter also, other than the drone, he wants a Nerf football, a Lego Star Wars set.
Ooh, I love Star Wars.
Cool sneakers, Pokemon cards. cards. Ooh, Pokemon!
You gotta catch them all.
A puzzle book. Ooh, and this is a blast from the past. Remember in the 80s when these were all the big rage? Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yeah, those are wonderful puzzle games. That'll keep you occupied for hours at a time.
And anything that gets your eyeballs off of a screen, well, that's something that is a classic, and we'll be glad to let Santa know that you want a Rubik's Cube and all of those other wonderful things.
Thanks for writing in, Hunter.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, this next one, Sparkle Joy, you might be interested in this one. It's from a little girl named Lily. She's not in school yet. She's only 3 years old.
Oh, that's sweet.
Dear Santa, I'm 3 and I like sparkles.
Me too. Glitter and sparkles? That's why my name's Sparkle Joy.
Lily asks for a baby doll, a doctor play kit, a stuffed puppy, wooden puzzles, a tea party set, and some crayons.
I think Lily loves to draw and color.
Maybe a budding artist, I don't know. And her mommy helped sign her name. Love you, Santa. Lily. Aww.
Merry Christmas, Lily.
Merry Christmas.
Another letter from the Toji's substation on East Main Street in Bradford. That's where our magic mailbox is. This is from Wyatt. He's 5 years old and started school this year in kindergarten. He says, Dear Santa, I would like a John Deere tractor toy. How about that, Gruffy?
Oh, those are some of my favorites. Nothing runs like a deer.
Nothing flies like a reindeer. A farm animal playset, crayons, coloring books. I think we have a hybrid farmer/artist here.
Art is fun and creative.
That's right, Clyde. And what about this? He wants some winter gloves and a monster truck.
All right. That's right up my alley. I love those monster trucks. Vroom, vroom. And they smash over the smaller cars.
Well, that's half the fun of a monster truck. To have the name Monster, you have to smash something.
You got it.
And Wyatt says, I'll remember to leave cookies for Santa and carrots and celery for the reindeer.
How very thoughtful.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Yeah, and have a very Merry Christmas.
We're going to do one more letter today. I have another one here. I think Santa might want to read this one tomorrow from the yearly letter we get all the time every year. Our feline friend wrote in.
Yeah, Bam Bam the Cat.
That's right. Bradford's own Bam Bam the Cat wrote in again with the help of his mom. I think she typed this one out for him. So we'll get to this one tomorrow. Last one today is from Harper. And she is 8 years old in third grade and says, Dear Santa, I would love to have a slime-making kit.
Oh, yay!
Hey, slime!
Slime is my specialty.
Yeah, Gruffy makes all the slime at the North Pole from scratch. I think maybe Santa can bring something very special to you.
Just don't get it in the carpet or the rug.
And Harper also would like a craft bead kit, chapter books, cute socks, a Taylor Swift notebook.
Oh, I like Taylor Swift. She has such a pretty voice.
A sticker pack and Barbie fashion outfits.
We have so many great Barbie accessories this year. It's going to be great.
That's good to hear, Sparkle Joy. And she also would like a jewelry organizer.
Well, the elves in the jewelry department are making those today.
Harper, thanks so much for writing in.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Well, that's it for the letters today from Toji's Substation. Boys and girls, remember, if you would like us to read your letter and give it to Santa Claus, drop it off at the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation on East Main Street in Bradford.
Yeah, and while you're there, you can play some games.
Hey guys, I see Santa Claus making his way back in.
That's right, Gruffy. He's gonna read us a story next, right here on B107.5 FM.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji Substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji Substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji Substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji Substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Great Gingerbread Rescue. Ho, ho, ho. Up here at the North Pole, where the icicles hang like crystal chandeliers, and the air smells faintly of cinnamon all winter long, something very curious happened. I was enjoying a steaming mug of Mrs. Claus's famous peppermint cocoa, when suddenly, bam, 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 someone pounded on the workshop door. Santa, emergency, shouted Mopsy, the tiniest elf with the biggest voice. The gingerbread men are missing. Now, before you think, Santa, maybe someone just ate them. Oh, no, these aren't ordinary cookies. These are the North Pole Gingerbread Guard, brave little fellows who keep watch over the candy cane forest. They march, they giggle, they crumble only when they laugh too hard, and they take their cookie duty very seriously. I set down my cocoa and hurried outside. Sure enough, the gingerbread men's little crumbly footprints led straight into the snowy woods and then stopped. I said, scratching my beard. Cookies don't just disappear. But Santa, Mopsy squeaked, what if they were kidnapped? Now just then, we heard a faint, help, over here, coming from behind the snowdrift. We rushed toward the sound, crunching through the snow, and found a gingerbread man dangling upside down from a gumdrop branch. Oh dear, I said. What happened? It's the candy cane caper, he cried. We tried to investigate a funny clacking noise in the forest, and suddenly we were surrounded. Surrounded by what? A trembling Mopsy asked, shaking so hard her little bells were jingling. And then we heard it. Clack, 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 clack. Out from the trees marched the Nutcracker Brigade. Wooden soldiers, polished boots, little painted smiles, just doing their yearly winter drill. They hadn't kidnapped the gingerbread men. They'd accidentally scared them, and the cookies had scattered in a panic. One Nutcracker saluted stiffly. Apologies, sir. We didn't realize our marching practice caused such a crumbly commotion. So the elves, Nutcrackers, and I joined forces in the Great Gingerbread Rescue Mission. Searching high and low, we found one gingerbread man stuck in a snowbank, another hiding inside a hollow candy cane. One was pretending to be a cookie-shaped rock, but between you and me, he wasn't fooling anyone. When we were all safely gathered, I knelt down and said, my cookie friends, no one is here to harm you. Next time, if you get scared, just call for help. The head gingerbread guard nodded so hard a sprinkle fell off. Thank you, Santa, and sorry for the fuss. But that's the magic of the North Pole. Even mistakes turn into adventures. And every cookie, crumbly or not, is part of our Christmas family. That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji Substation.
Toji Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.